So then you ask the question, how can I do this in a way that doesn't feel bad? That there's only one answer to that question, guys, if you want the big view. No, it's not leave.
Okay.
Because if you leave, somebody else will show up to do the same thing,
right?
Okay? It's only a reflection and an invitation. It's not a punishment. It's not a test, although we tend to think of it that way, right? It's an invitation that you have to, you can go to a next level, right? So, so if your goal is that feels bad to me, and what's the opposite? I want to feel good. What would feel good when you're witnessing somebody spewing darkness and misery? What could feel good? Any ideas? I'll give it to you, but if you start thinking and asking yourself, it helps you integrate it. What would
getting
you
away from them?
Nope, never works, because then somebody else will show up with the same invitation.
Yeah.
Never ever works.
Try that.
Didn't work, right?
Didn't work.
Hunted
still
you down.
Yeah.
It'll show up through other people, even strangers. Don't run
loving
from the invitation.
Loving it.
Well, figuring out, okay, so here's a piece that you want to really, really get. If you skip learning the how-to, you're going to always be in pain. If you commit to the how-to, the pain goes away. Right? You can't jump from this is how I react, this is how I react, this is what I know, this is what I know, to feeling great. You have to jump from this is what I know, this is what I know, this is how I react, to I'm going to learn something different. From I'm going to learn something different, you can end up in a different reality. You with me? Most people want to skip the learning how. Never works, because your mind can only give you what it knows. So how could you show up differently with somebody? Is this somebody you're dependent on for anything? Money, effort, time, food, shelter?
No.
Your personal life and safety is not dependent on this person in any way.
Well, this is my relationship, but it's also mirrored in my ex, who I have to work with for my son. So, you know, it's, but I'm seeing
but,
this.
But it's only for support for your son. He doesn't pay your mortgage.
No.
Does he pay you out?
No. Child support used to.
Okay, child support,
so
but not
no.
You personally.
No.
Okay, well then you want the biggest, fastest, most intense way there?
Sure.
Yeah,
I do, actually.
All right, everybody listening? Got a lot of energy cooking. If you are not in a relationship with this person in a way that you're co-creating a reality, which you're not, you're just sharing a child, but you're not, he doesn't tell you how to think. You apparently can't influence him. So
right.
This would be a parent unless you are supported by that parent. All right? So when it's somebody that you are not actively creating from present consciousness in, then the fastest, easiest, which means the most intense and challenging with the biggest payoff, you got that right, is look, here's my chance to practice unconditional love. Okay. That is not appropriate with a child because you're to guide them. And it is not appropriate with a life partner or a business partner because there needs to be boundaries. Are you with me?
I need both.
Actually, you probably already have the boundaries because you're divorced. So there is some kind of legal boundary. They don't live with you.
But I'm also experiencing it with my partner.
Don't focus there.
Okay, so I'm focusing on that. I can
focus here.
Okay.
And then once you practice there, you'll see it changing where you are. So, what does the unconditional love really mean?
No judgment.
And another way to word that is, if you're in zero judgment, what are you in?
Perception?
You're in love or full acceptance.
Full acceptance.
So, if you could really ante up, takes a lot of tapping, but it's okay. That whenever you're in phone conversation, email exchange, text exchange, visual, anything, you just say, I'm going to practice non-judgment. Thank you for this opportunity to practice unconditional love. Do you tell anybody? No. You just practice the resonance. What happens when you do this?
The other person becomes very confused.
Yes. Well, they have nothing to push against, for one, but it's not about them. What happens to you when you do this?
I feel good.
Not right away. It's going to be really hard to do. But you've learned something you've never been given. you actually do not have the capacity to feel unconditionally loved if you've never experienced it. And I assure you, you've never experienced it. And so until you give it, you don't heal the aspects of you that have always wanted them. Make sense? Here's the ways I used tools to help me. I would look and I would say, wow, I remember feeling like that. Wow, look how they create the reality. Aren't they powerful? Let me see what they're creating with those belief systems. Wow, I could have chosen that instead of choosing this. And then after I'm out of the engagement, it would look like this. Thank you, God, for this chance to practice unconditional love. And I got to tell you, the first 100 times I said that, I didn't mean it. There's more. Thank you! Right? But what did I do? I healed myself. Now I don't get stuck in judgment anymore. I will feel it and it feels awful. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. But I no longer get stuck in that loop because I know when to practice unconditional love. Do I love my husband unconditionally? Nope. I have rules that work for me in a marriage. If he wants to cross those boundaries, then I would have a decision to make. If I wanted to stay married with new boundaries or if I wanted to be divorced. Once I was divorced, I would love him unconditionally because I would need nothing from him. Do I love my children unconditionally? Well, now they're grown-ups, almost. Not my son that I'm still paying college tuition for. There's a condition there. You make certain grades or we don't pay. That's not unconditional. You with me? But somebody you need zero from, and you have no control how he shows up as a parent for your child.
Right.
None. So there's nothing he has that you want. I want my son in college to do well for me to pay him. You with me? There's something I want that's conditional. I want to use tuition as a bribe for him to do well. I'm clear on that. Got it? So if there's nothing you want from somebody, practice unconditional love. Who's going to benefit? Plus, you don't feed the judgment or the fear. If you don't feed it, they're going to like not get any energetic return on their investment of effort and energy.
So how does compassion fit in with unconditional love?
Compassion is not pity.
Right.
Compassion is when you see a human, you witness their pain, but you don't entrain to it. And then you go a step further and you hold love that they will come through this and that all is not lost and they are a beloved child of the same creator and they have as much value as you. And their exploration of earth is just as valuable as yours.
So can you kind of marry that with unconditional love in situations like what she's talking about?
It's an aspect.
Yeah.
It's because you're in non-judgment. Mm-hmm. Compassion is never judgment. Pity is judgment.
Yeah.
Pity is, oh my God, you poor thing. That's awful. I don't want to be you. Oh, and then you're telling everybody, man, it really sucks for them. I don't know how they're going to survive this. That's pity. That's judgment. That's lower frequency. Compassion is, yeah, what you're going through, yeah, it feels awful to feel that terrible. But you know what? You could change. Something good could happen. In your reality, this makes sense. Wow, you're a powerful manifester. You have as much right to be here in your experience as I do in mine. I'm glad I picked something different. My interaction with you, there's nothing I can give you, so I'm just not going to engage in the negativity. That's compassion. And then true compassion is somebody in a horrible situation wants your help. And then you would offer it, whatever it means, with no attachment of, hey, you got to give it back. It wouldn't be like college tuition. It would just be, here, have this. You need me to do that for you? Happy to do that. No attachment, you don't even have anything. Right? So compassion is more about unconditional love and action. But that's not what we're talking about. Unconditional love, you could play with compassion in your mind to help you as a tool. But true compassion is actually action. Whether it's you see somebody and you only pray in a way, thank you, that they soon come out of this and feel better. Right? Make sense? So pity, judgment, fear, those are all bring you out of alignment with truth. and they bring you out of self-love. Because we're really all one self. And believe me, whoever's expressing darkness to you, you've been that. Or you couldn't see it. At some time, you've been that ugly to yourself or to somebody else. And you haven't cleaned it up yet, or it could not vibrationally be in your room.